This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru today. He inaugurated the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister lauded the role of the Art of Living Foundation in promoting service spirituality and social transformation.
ये शहर सॉफ्टवेयर और सर्विसेज के लिए दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है लेकिन भारत की सांस्कृतिक पहचान स्पिरिचुअलिटी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को भी इस शहर ने नई ऊंचाई दी है ध्यान प्राणायाम भारत के संस्कारों का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहे हैं आज दुनिया भर के लोग भारत के इन आध्यात्मिक संस्कारों से प्रभावित हैं और इन्हीं पुरातन संस्कारों से भारत की भी अनेक संस्थाओं को प्रेरणा मिलती रही है
The Prime Minister also called for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility, youth empowerment and inner well-being. Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. The Prime Minister inaugurated the PM Mitra Park at Warangal, also known as the Kakatiya Mega Textile Park, developed under the PM Mitra scheme. He will also dedicate Sindhu Hospital to the nation. The state-of-the-art institution in Hyderabad is a cancer-focused multi-super speciality quaternary care not-for-profit hospital. The founder of Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam TVK actor turned politician C. Joseph Vijay has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered him the oath of office and secrecy in a swearing-in ceremony held at the Nehru Indoor Stadium. Nine ministers also took oath along with Mr. Vijay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated C. Joseph Vijay on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the central government will keep working with the Tamil Nadu government to improve the lives of people. He expressed his best wishes for Mr. Vijay's tenure ahead. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath expanded his cabinet today with six BJP leaders being sworn in as ministers. The oath was administered by Governor Anandiben Patel at the Jan Bhavan in Lucknow. The six leaders who were sworn in as ministers are former UP BJP President Bhupendra Chaudhary and party leaders Manoj Kumar Pandey, Krishna Paswan, Surinder Diller, Hansraj Vishwakarma and Kailash Rajput. Additionally, party leaders Ajit Singh Pal and Somendra Tomar were also elevated as Minister of State with independent charge. In Puducherry, NDA leader N. Rangasamy will take oath as the Chief Minister on the 13th of this month. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu appointed AINRC leader N. Rangasamy as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory. Following the notification, Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan invited Mr. Rangasamy to form the government. Senior leader Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has been elected as the leader of the BJP Legislature Party as well as the NDA in Assam. In the Legislature Party meeting held in Guwahati this morning, a total of 8 BJP MLAs, including Ranjit Kumar Das, Biswajit Daimari, Ajintan Yog, Rajdeep Roy, Ashok Singhal, and Piyush Hazarika, proposed the name of Dr. Sharma as the leader of the Legislature Party. A special PMLA court in Gurugram granted 7-day remand of Punjab Industries Minister Sanjeev Arora to the Enforcement Directorate ED in a money laundering case. The ED yesterday arrested Sanjeev Arora from Chandigarh in a case linked to alleged fraud in goods and services tax, GST transactions of over 100 crore rupees. He was produced before the court by the agency officers seeking custodial interrogation. The Punjab minister was arrested following a day-long search at his four premises, including his residence, his associated entities, and one of his premises belonging to Hampton Sky Realty Limited, which is also under the agency's scanner in the case. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 91 for 1 in 6 overs against Chennai Super Kings at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. In Chennai, when reports last came in, earlier Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.